Welcome to My Take on It with your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, your Angelic Karma.
They're spreading out. They're multiplying. It's Monday, June 7th. You know, they're spreading out, they're multiplying, and I'm talking about the rainbow-headed people. And it's like, okay, if you're rainbow-headed, don't come towards a person like me. I'm not into that, like that. Now, is they're spreading out. I was like, there goes the neighborhood. There goes the neighborhood. Another one bites the dust, most definitely. Last year, across the street, I had stated that I was talking about getting my dream house. I'll start with that. I talked about that on the podcast last year, also this year. Then I was like, okay, the dream house is like a $1 million house. It's like a dream house. And I was like, no, I really don't have to do that. I'm satisfied with where I am because I don't feel like moving. I'm too lazy to do all of that. I was like, okay, I'm satisfied. I would settle with where I am. I'm okay here. And I told y'all that I have a friend. She's a real estate agent. We were talking a couple of months ago, and she asked me, she was like, well, let me know if you're ready for me to look for your house. She bought it up like that. And I hadn't got back to her yet or anything. I hadn't said anything to her because I was like, okay, I can settle for being here. I could be here. This is okay with me. It doesn't have to be the dream house. I'm okay with the dream being a dream. I even said that last year. It's a dream house. I'm okay with it being a dream. I hadn't even really thought about it at all like that. But, you know, and then when you can see your neighborhood declining, sooner or later, those of you that have children, teenage children, it would best suit you to send them out of the country, out of the United States, most definitely when they get to be teenage years. I have Brian here. He's 14. He'll be 15. September 1st, he'll be 15 this year in a couple of months, actually. And there was my neighbors, not directly in front of me, but slanted beside the other people. They have a daughter. Last year, Brian, I had sent him to the mailbox and to check the mail. And I was looking out the window as he was going. And the neighbor's daughter, she was out laying out talking to her boyfriend. She's a teenager. She may be like a couple of years older than Brian is. And I noticed that she was looking at him like, you know how girls look at boys like that, like, but her boyfriend was out there. She was looking at him and stuff like that. Her boyfriend was getting on the bicycle and leaving. She was looking at Brian. Brian doesn't go out much. He's usually up in his room or in the back like that, in the pool, things like that. He really doesn't go out that much like that. And when he goes out, it's with a specific friend. Or they'll be upstairs or they'll be in the backyard or something like that, just hanging out around the house. So he's pretty calm and cool, normal boy next door. Okay, and the girl, I was like, when Brian came in, I was excited. I was like, Brian, the lady across the street, her daughter was looking at you. I'm not going to tell you all what the lady's now. Her daughter was looking at you like that. She's cute. He didn't pay attention to her. And then he came in. Okay, now this was last summer. Now, this summer, because we're approaching summer, where we're in summer, it's June. I don't know what happened to her between then and now. It spread. The rainbow-headed people that dyed their, you could look at them and they have their hair the color of, like, they look like walking packs of Skittles candy. I don't know if it's contagious or it spreads out or it hits them when they get a certain age. And not only that hits them, some type of deformality with their bodies. Because at first last year, she was a pretty normal, very pretty girl like that. Okay. I don't know what happened. Did it happen in school over the year? Like, what happened? Like, what has happened? Because now she's showing up with a friend in the front yard. They had the music on. Her and some other, like, very skinny, dry, malnourished, as if they look malnourished now, as if, and they dye their hair this crazy color, start wearing these crazy clothes, as if they go from great to horrible. But I guess because they're getting older and they're responsible for themselves, they're really showing them their parents that they really know how to take care of themselves better than their parents did. So they go from great to horrible. And not just horrible in my eyes, it's damn horrible. So I sent Brian out to the mail this morning, and she was out there. She was, I was like, help, hell no, don't. He didn't look at her. He knew not to look. Hell no, like that. Hell no, don't. No. If I catch anything in my yard walking that appears to be human but has the hair color of a pack of Skittles, I'm getting a water hose and a fly swatter. Like that. No, not into that. And I was wondering why the Skittle-headed people don't navigate towards people that are like them. Y'all have Skittle hair. It's easy to tell who you all are and leave normal folks alone like that. And I'm normal folk. Leave us alone like that. We don't do the Skittle stuff. Now, when he gets 80 years old and I'm dead, he could be with Skittles and all those types of people that are broken, not bent, and want to be with... Why in the hell do they want to be with normal people? Why are they interested in normal people? Why are they looking at normal people when they've chose against normal but and were normal? Like that. And I can see, yeah, because Summer, she's 4 years old, and when we're in the grocery store and she sees that box of mac and cheese with the unicorn on it and hair. Okay, she's like, oh, it's so pretty. It's the hair. Okay, so I could understand that because she's 4. And I know that Skittle-headed people, they don't come with a set of mental attributes, but usually the one that I see they do. And why does their physicality decline when they dye their hair? Like, why do they start getting very skinny and looking like hobos? But not hobos trying to look like a hobo, looking like hobo like they've had a rough life. But you saw them last year and they're looking great, and then it's like a damn turn of events happened. And then they start looking at normal people. So normal people, you're going to have to start sending your normal teenage children out of the United States, because I was about to say out of the damn universe, because it's spreading. They're spreading, and they want to contact themselves or attach themselves to normal people. There goes the neighborhood. I'm going to have to get that damn house anyway, because if I move, it's going to be into the dream house. And I was like, I don't want to get the dream house. I want to stay here. I like it here. It's pretty decent. It's the kind of neighborhood I like. But then when it's like, there goes the neighborhood, like you have to be forced to move into something better. Even though you were like, okay, this is great and I can stay here. You know, it's reasonable like that. A dream house is like kind of unreasonable, but maybe the dream was supposed to come true. And this was the universe's way of saying, get off your ass, Melissa, and make your dream come true, because there goes the neighborhood. But until then, anybody that crawls into my yard and they look like a bag of Skittles has shitted on top of their head, I'm getting the water hose and the fly swatter like that.